This is CliffCentral.com.
Just as our coffee arrived, her phone rang. I could see on Laura's phone the caller's name was Lodi. Although the phone was not on speaker, the bookstore was quiet enough for me to hear Lodi say, "Hey Laura, I see your car in the parking lot. Where are you?" "I want to come say hi." Laura replies, "I'm with my American friend Tim, the guy I told you about." Lodi replies, "Oh no, I don't have time for Americans today. I'll see you another time." Welcome back to the next episode of the Brain and Brand Show, the show where we explore brain power and its link to brain influence. If you're interested in how to optimize and get the most out of your brain, and how a better brain can lead to building a better personal and organizational brand, this is the show for you. Today, I've decided to share with you 5 lessons learned as an American living in South Africa. What I'm about to share is a journey of mind-bending brain growth and a tale of building a personal brand, one I could not have imagined growing up. This show is not designed to inspire you to move to another country. It's about understanding how to appreciate the lessons which can be learned outside your safe boundaries. More and more people are being asked to operate outside their comfort zones, so this episode is about thriving across the border of your safe space. When I came to South Africa, I knew one person. Let me repeat that. Out of 49 million people at the time, I knew one. And that person grew up in Swaziland. And because she had been studying in America, she had very little network in this region. The network she did have was her family, and I was determined my life in South Africa would not be defined by her family. So I made a point to carve my own path, to build my own network. I knew that if we didn't work out, I would need to have my own legs to support me. And sure enough, we grew into friends 2 years after I arrived, forcing me to rely on my own networks and not her family. Guys, it's scary. Wait, not scary. It's terrifying to move from everything you know into an unknown world. And the more I studied the brain, I realized we are wired to stay in our comfort zones and to protect ourselves. Our instinct is to organize a life around an area we understand and stay there. I moved to South Africa from New York when I was 30 years old. And as a young professional, I would say if you are going to make a big move, whether that be from city to city or country to country, do it when you're in your 20s. You can do it after 30, but it becomes increasingly difficult for a number of reasons, including networks and finances, etc. Anyway, let me not lecture you about when or how to move. Do what your heart inspires you to do. Now, let me get to why I'm doing this show. Here are the top 5 lessons I've learned since making the massive leap across the Atlantic Ocean. I've got a lot more, but these are 5. Number 1, we is more important than I. Growing up in America, we're taught to define your self-worth by the ability to self-express. Success is about the ability to prove yourself and what you can do. The I is the center of the universe. I quickly learned that living in SA, it had to be about we. Here's an example. In New York, if you're going for a business meeting, you have to demonstrate your personal value quickly. Every conversation is about what you can do. Here, it's been far more important to speak of myself in the context of we. How will we advance? And how can we build something? From a practical perspective, every relationship I go into, I look to see how I can add value to the partnership versus talk about how I will benefit. I've written a column for Destiny Mag for 10 years, and not once have I talked to them about what I want to do. Even when I approached them to publish my latest book, I talked about how we, Destiny and myself, we could benefit from publishing books. I built my entire brand positioning on how my ideas can benefit we and not just I. I call it we personal branding, not I personal branding. And this is perhaps one of the biggest lessons I've learned in life, period. Number 2, the walls are high, but the doors are open. Figuratively and literally, the walls in South Africa are very high. Due to the divisive history, people retreat to their separate compounds as a matter of safety and habit. When I first arrived, I found this very challenging. I was used to knocking on doors without security. The doors were accessible. Here, there is security everywhere, And if you don't have an appointment, you are not getting in. But what I learned is that you may have to go through security to get in, but once you are in, the conversations are more open. And more importantly, I learned that because the walls are high, if they let you in, they are more serious about having a conversation. And this can work to your advantage in a big way. Whereas where I'm from, because it's easier to get in, the engagement is often more superficial and less quality, at least in early stages. Number three, innovation is everywhere. The high demand for growth and change produces a very innovative culture. The Western world is largely stagnant. Outside of Facebook and the tech world, anyway, you can look at the GDP numbers. You can see it in the bureaucracy everywhere. Whereas in SA, I find if you have a compelling idea that will offer the value and development, there is a ton of resources both in the public and private sectors. This has inspired me to operate with a more agile brain versus a fixed mindset. And I promise you, it's part of the reason I become so obsessed with neuroscience, because I recognize that if I can position my brain to change and move with the flow and help offer value, then I'll have value in the context of South Africa. Number four, consortiums are key. There is high demand placed on transformation. And as an American, I offer zero value on a BE scorecard. Often people see me as a person of color and they assume I offer value in BE, but I don't. But what I've experienced is that if you are clear about your value and you can add to a team of diverse South Africans, you can develop an incredible life for yourself. And I've found anyone who embraces this, from local whites to Asians to Latin Americans, anyone who comes here, everyone can benefit from BE by building diverse teams of consortiums, irrespective of your background. Number five. If you are not sincere, you will get chewed up and spit out. I have witnessed countless Americans and other foreigners come here and fail miserably. The one constant in this failure pattern is ego, and a know-it-all attitude is definitely not appreciated here. You may be thinking, yeah, but that's the case all over the world. Sure, but here, if you do not seek to genuinely investigate what's beautiful and special about other cultures, people will recognize your superiority mindset fast. People are tired of being oppressed by people who think they know more. So if you humble yourself, you can do extraordinary things in this region. And there are many more lessons I've learned, such as how this culture appreciates the quality of life more than America and how seasonal trends impact your life as an entrepreneur. But I'll stop here. Maybe I'll do a part two. These are some of the things that I've learned. South Africa has been really good to me. And I hope and pray I can only offer the country a small bit of what it's offered to me. I've lived the South African dream, and I hope to continue to do so. And by the way, I never told you what happened with Laura and Lodi. I grabbed the phone from Laura and I said, "Hi, Lodi, I hear you're a brilliant writer. I would love to hear more about your work." Lodi then came over to say hello. We began a chat. She even joined us for coffee, and we had the time of our life. We even became friends. The identity walls are high, but the doors are definitely open. Thank you, South Africa. And we'll be back next week with the next episode of the Brain and Brand Show.
This is CliffCentral.com.